Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Kyle, and I serve as college and young adult pastor at our Lewis Center campus. We're currently in a series called Tightrope on the Old Testament book of Esther, and the book is about seeing the balance between God's sovereignty and my security, and it got me thinking about something I had heard one time in regard to God's sovereignty that I wanted to share with you today. Exodus 4:21, and the Lord said to Moses, "When you go back to Egypt, see that you do before Pharaoh all the miracles that I've put in your power. But I will harden his heart so that he will not let the people go." Now, this is an interesting phrase that we see all throughout the story of Pharaoh in the book of Exodus. It's interesting because sometimes scripture talks about God hardening Pharaoh's heart, which is exactly what we see here in Exodus 4:21. There are other times when we see the story talk about Pharaoh hardening his heart against God. And so which is it? And this is where the Bible, and this is all of our scripture, leaves us with a mystery. How this works. How does God reign sovereign in a world of evil where men and women are responsible for sin? And so we've got to keep these two realities in tension. Ultimately, God is sovereign over all things, over everything. At the same time, we see all throughout the Bible and in the story of Pharaoh that while God is sovereign, Pharaoh is responsible for his sin. He is hardening his heart all throughout this story. There's not a desire to obey God, not a desire to glorify God, and he has held responsibility for that, for his sin. And so, when we see sin around the world, is God sovereign? Absolutely. Is man and woman responsible for sin? Absolutely. How do you bring these two together is theologically a mystery, but it's true. It's all over Scripture. It is not a contradiction. It is a mystery. And it's one we hold in tension as we read through the Bible. We must be careful never to fall off on one side or the other to begin to think that maybe God is not sovereign when God is absolutely sovereign. Or to think that, okay, then maybe man or woman is not responsible for sin. Maybe Pharaoh's not responsible for his sin. He didn't have a choice in the matter. That is never what Scripture teaches. Pharaoh absolutely was choosing to disobey God, to harden his heart against God. When we sin in our lives, it is our responsibility before a holy God. And yet, even in that, God is not out of control. He is ultimately in control. He ultimately is sovereign over all things. If that's hard to grasp, I would just encourage you to go to the cross and see the mystery there. Were the people who were murdering Jesus responsible for their sin? Absolutely. They were murdering. This was sin. This was evil. At the same time, God was sovereign, and he was working even in that to make it possible for you and me and for those who were murdering Jesus, for that matter, to be able to be forgiven for their sin. Oh, this theological mystery finds its pinnacle in the cross. And there we realize that God sovereignly uses the murder of his son to make a way for the salvation of sinners, like those who murdered Jesus and like you and me. So God, we bow our hearts before you in awe and wonder. God, our minds are too small to ultimately comprehend you, your ways, how all of those things work. But God, we praise you. We praise you for your sovereignty over all things. We praise you for sovereignly working for our salvation to make it possible for us to be forgiven of our sin through Jesus' death on a cross at the hands of sinful men and women. And so we pray today, God, help us to turn from sin. You've given us choices, decisions to make. So help us to make choices in accordance with your will and with your ways. Help us to make decisions that are pure and holy. God, please help us to run from sin today. Help us to turn from sin, to trust in and to follow you and to obey you, all the while trusting in your sovereignty over all things. God, we praise you for this mystery. We bow in awe in light of who you are. And Father, we pray with the responsibility that you've entrusted to us, that you would be pleased with our hearts today. In Jesus' name. As you take some time today just to pray and to think about what the Lord would want you to do with that, I pray that you have a wonderful day in the Lord. and we hope that you'll join us for worship on Sunday, either in person or online at lifepointohio.com. God bless you.